Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Who is this? It's like you guys called me.
It's hard for me to tell you who we are. We house over 100 vendors. Did you request a callback?
I did.
Okay.
And so I was just calling. I was calling for a vendor called Deluxe Easy. I found a charge on my bank account statement, and I have no idea what Deluxe Easy is or what I would have gotten from them.
Okay, can I start with your zip code to see if we have an account for you?
Sure, 77303.
That first and last name?
David Merrill.
You said David who?
Merrill, M-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay, can you spell that last name again for me?
It's M as in Michael, E-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay. And verify that shipping address for me.
I guess it would be 616 Hilbert Avenue, Conroe, Texas, 77303. Like I said, I have no idea what was ordered.
Yes, sir. It's just for me to get into the account and be able to go over to the details. I would need
okay.
for you to verify that shipping address. That is not the correct address, though, sir.
Yeah, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I didn't order anything. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I was hoping that we could try to figure out what that was or try to resolve it this way so I don't have to make a dispute to the bank.
Yes, I understand. It's just that's not a correct shipping address. Now, if you would have given me the correct shipping address, I would be able to go over the account details.
But
however,
I can't
I am
give
not
you something,
able to.
I can't give you something that I didn't order. I mean, I know what my address is. That's what I'm not understanding. There's obviously something wrong that you have my credit card number, my name, and an account, but not my address. And that's what I'm, that's really kind of what the problem is, right?
I mean, I can try to check the other David Morrell's, but that address you've given me is not the correct one. Even this one I've checked, this is my third one. None of those have the six, Conroe, Texas.
Okay. And so, I mean, so therein is the problem, right? Somebody that ordered something fraudulently. I don't know what else I could give you. I mean, like,
is your email address davidmorrell.phd@gmail.com?
It is.
Okay, it looks like this is your account, but I can't move forward unless you give me a different shipping address. Now, if,
I don't have a different address, ma'am, and that's what
okay,
I'm telling
I
you.
Understand.
Like,
let me speak with the supervisor real quickly, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
No problem. Sir, may you verify the last four of the credit card that you used? or that may have been used?
Yeah, this the only one on my, it's my debit card that ends in 2280.
And the expiration date?
10/26.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. David, I am back. Okay, so on 11/9, do you remember purchasing a tactical bag and you paid the shipping and handling of $574?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's me. Now I know what it is. Yeah, okay. Thank you for your help, honestly.
You're welcome.
And yeah, I'm puzzled about the address, though.
Yes.
Let's see. Is it 1210 North 9th Street?
Yes, sir. It's 1210
okay.
North 7th Street.
North 7th Street. It should be North 9th.
Okay.
So is that something that we can correct, or?
Yes, I can correct it, I believe, right here.
And now I know what that is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's nothing about the name Direct Easy that or Deluxe Easy that sort of says anything about a tactical bag.
What was that question, sir?
No, I'm just making a glib comment. It's like the name Deluxe Easy for the company name, does it sort of lend itself to tactical bags?
Oh, right. Yes, I agree. Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's perfect. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And she's a little like sticking with me.